Here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 28th of November, 2011. It's the birthday of William Blake, born London, 1757, son of a haberdasher, wanted to be an artist, started seeing visions in childhood. He saw God's face at the window and a tree filled with angels, bright angelic wings bespangling every bough like stars. Throughout his life, he claimed to converse freely with dead loved ones, with the archangel Gabriel as well. He was scarcely noticed in his lifetime, except as an eccentric. Wordsworth said of Blake, "There was no doubt that this poor man was mad, but there is something in the madness of this man which interests me more than the sanity of Byron or Walter Scott." Blake sold watercolors, illustrations. His patrons tended to buy them out of friendship rather than for their artistic merit, but the 20th century brought a new appreciation for him. One of his poems was set to music during World War I, became a second unofficial national anthem in Britain. "And did those feet in ancient time walk upon England's mountains green, and was the holy Lamb of God in England's pleasant pastures seen?" The hymn, Jerusalem. The first American automobile race on this date, 1895, 54 miles from Jackson Park in Chicago out to Evanston and back. It was Thanksgiving Day. It had snowed the night before. 89 cars had signed up, but only 6 came to the starting line. There were 3 American cars, including 2 electrics, and 4 gasoline-powered, 3 by the German manufacturer Carl Benz. It came down to the American Frank Duryea and one of the Benz machines. Duryea prevailed, reaching a top speed of 7.5 miles per hour, crossing the finish line after several breakdowns and a little over 10 hours. Duryea won $2,000 for it and started the Duryea Motor Wagon Company. It's the birthday of John Stewart, born Lawrenceville, New Jersey, 1962, host of The Daily Show since 1999. John Stewart, who said, "If you don't stick to your values when they're being tested, they're not values, they're hobbies." It's the birthday of Nancy Mitford, 1904, London. Came from an aristocratic family, but that didn't stop her from satirizing her own class. She wrote to a friend, "If one can't be happy, one must be amused. Don't you agree?" The Grand Ole Opry began broadcasting from Nashville on this date, 1925, 8 p.m., called the WSM Barn Dance. WSM belonged to the National Life and Accident Insurance Company. The call letter stood for "We Shield Millions." And it's the birthday of the novelist Rita Mae Brown, 1944, Hanover, Pennsylvania. Since 1990, she's written a series of mystery novels starring her cat, Sneaky Pie Brown. The latest came out this year, Hiss of Death. Here's a poem for today by Denver Butson, "Nevermind." That guests no longer come unannounced, or that the photo album contains pictures of much younger people than we remember being. Never mind that swallows etch Sanskrit on the wrinkled sky. It's November, and the present is emptying its wine into our glasses. Never mind that we're not touching now, because our shadows are holding hands in the dark behind our backs. Denver Butson's poem, "Nevermind," from Illegible Address, published by Looker Street Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Constant Contact, combining the power of email marketing and social media for more customers and more time back on your clock. ConstantContact.com. And by Novo Nordisk since 1923, combining drug discovery with technology to turn science into diabetes treatments at NovoNordisk-US.com. Produced by Kathy Roach, written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.